Back with you in our final segment tonight, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell. So happy to have Joe George back in studio. I have missed you. How have you been, Joe?
I've been pretty good. You know, it's good holidays, good Thanksgiving. Spent some time with some people here at YSR, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad I was able to spend it with some new family.
Well, before we start our segment, I want to just extend a congratulations to you. New show, Nothing But Net.
Yes.
With Sweet T, Troy Hudson.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be every Thursday, 8 to 10 Eastern.
Awesome.
And we're really excited. We're launching next week. If all things go according to plan on the technical side, so we should be launching next week. But congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Interview today with Del Harris. That's
yes,
awesome.
Yes, that's awesome. It's like the Del Harris show. I mean,
yeah.
It's fantastic. So let's talk about the big news this week, and that, of course, was the announcement of Kobe Bryant, his retirement at the end of this season. I mean, how would you describe Kobe Bryant's 2 decades in the league and how he evolved as a player? And I have to just kind of tease you a bit because you were, like, what, 3 or 4 years old
when he
entered the league?
Yeah, I was 4 when Kobe got into the league, so I definitely, you know, I've missed kind of the golden age of basketball in my lifetime. I wasn't even alive when Jordan won his first title.
Yeah.
And so I missed basically all 5 Jordan rings because I don't really remember them at all. I remember the last one. It's disappointing because one of my biggest memories of Jordan is him in a Wizards uniform, which is just like heartbreaking. But for Kobe, it's kind of the same. But I don't remember his early years, but I remember the successful years. That first championship run, the second one. I think my favorite memory of Kobe and the way I describe him, Kobe is just, he's a killer. I mean, that's just like, he's that killer instinct. It's like nothing I think we've ever seen besides Michael. Kobe was just, he's a once-in-a-lifetime player. I don't think Kobe is, he's not like Michael. He's the closest thing to Michael we've ever seen. Magic Johnson said that best in an interview he did the other day when he was at the Michigan State game. Kobe's the closest we'll ever get to Michael, but he's still such a different player. I mean, even though some of their moves are just identical, they're almost, in some ways, they're almost the same guy. But my favorite memory of Kobe is a 4-1 series win against the Sixers, one of his first titles, and just that war between Kobe and Iverson, I think, is one of the greatest things ever seen. I mean, Iverson's one of my favorite players to watch. He was Curry before Curry, and Kobe's like Jordan after, is like the post-Jordan. So I love that matchup, Kobe versus Iverson, even though collectively it wasn't a great series. It was two guys who had to will their teams to the top because Iverson's team was just garbage. I mean, they were not good, and it was a great matchup. That's probably my favorite Kobe memory.
Okay, you mentioned Iverson. Who do you think in today's game, as you said, has the killer instinct like a Kobe Bryant?
I think it's going to be Andrew Wiggins. I don't think it is right now, but I think it's going to be Andrew Wiggins for so many reasons. Kobe said it best. After the Cleveland Cavaliers made the worst mistake in their franchise history of trading Andrew Wiggins, because I think it's going to be that bad, like the Hornets did for Kobe, Wiggins is going to, he's going to win a couple titles. I have no doubt. I think Wiggins is going to be that guy who just dominates the game at some point. It's in his second year. He's already doing it occasionally here this year in his second season. But right now, killer instinct, I mean, it's Curry. And Steph Curry is the best player in basketball right now. He's so incredible to watch. He doesn't surprise you anymore because what else can he do?
Right.
I mean, besides breaking Kobe's record of scoring, or not his record, but besides passing Kobe and scoring like 81 points in a game, what else can Steph Curry do that would surprise you anymore? He's so incredible, and he hits. You look back to the Utah Jazz game. They're about to lose that game, but Steph Curry comes to the rescue, hits the game-winning three, and I mean, he's dominant. He's the best.
Hey, Joe George is back in studio with us tonight, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You know, you mentioned talking about Del Harris being on our show tonight. One of the questions I had is, you know, what will it take for the Lakers to get back to their winning ways? What do you think it's going to take for them to become an elite team?
Well, they need a new coach, first of all, I think, because I don't think Byron Scott can develop these guys. He's already made it kind of clear he doesn't like to develop young players. Russell and Randall and Jordan Clarkson, I think they're going to be fine. I mean, I think they're going to develop into a good team, but it's going to be a process. The problem with the Lakers is that they've made some really bad trades. For example, if they're bad this year, but they're not that bad, and they end up with the 4th draft pick, they don't have one.
Right.
They lose it to the 76ers. That's not good. Like, that's a terrible situation for them, and that completely resets the rebuilding. That means they don't have anything to trade. They've got nothing. That's a killer. So I think they just need to keep unloading talent. They just brought him in, but get Roy Hibbert out of town. Send him somewhere else. Send him to Dallas. Send him somewhere that they could use a center, get a second-round draft pick, and just stockpile, 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 rebuild, And eventually you got to hope that Russell and Randle attract an attractive free agent, someone that will come in and say, I see this team as young, but I am the missing piece. Let's make this team me. Like, you know, I'm not saying he's going there because I don't think he is, but Kevin Durant. Like, Kevin Durant could be like, this is going to be my team. I'm going to lead Russell and Randle. They're the core, but I'm the future. This is my team. That's what they really need if it's going to happen soon. But if not, it's going to take time. They're a normal basketball team now.
Okay, we hit on the Western Conference. Give me a quick hit on your team, the Chicago Bulls. You were mentioning, talking about unloading talent. Mm-hmm. What's going on with the Bulls? Could we see some shift and seismic changes taking place?
Yes, I've read some reports from some of the guys I follow in Chicago, and they're indicating that Paul Gasol is going to opt out at the end of the season because of the way he's being used in the offense. And some are speculating that now that's going to lead to a trade actually at the deadline. And I think that actually would work out well for the Bulls. I don't think this Bulls team can win a title. I just don't think they can. No, they can't beat LeBron. They've never beaten LeBron. And I don't think they ever will beat LeBron. So as they're built now with Fred Hoiberg, it's not going to work. So it's time to take a look back, retool, and unload your talent and get what you can from them. Because Joakim Noah is going to walk. Gasol might walk. Gibson's almost done. So it's time for the Bulls to make a shift.
Our very own Joe George with us tonight in studio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Congratulations, Joe. It is always a pleasure to have you on. And, of course, a very special thank you to Elliot King for helping us out on the board tonight. And we want to recognize all of our amazing guests. Right off the top, Del Harris, legendary basketball coach who has been a part of the NBA for over 37 years, 50 years in coaching. And I want to say thank you to Johnny Moore. Check out his new book, 100 Things Duke Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And Joe Cox, Kentucky Wildcat Fans Bucket List, another great book from Triumph Books. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at your network of choice. That is Yahoo Sports Radio.